You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
He was squeezed and he squoze, and with one last squoze, he was out.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruse, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
So, Ann, I kind of remember reading that line when I was little, but it didn't really occur to me that it was supposed to be squeeze in the past tense.
What a great way to start a Sunday morning talking about Piglet. This quote comes from the house at Pooh Corner, and Piglet is trying to get himself out of Owl's house, can't get out through the door, and so Piglet has to squeeze himself through the letterbox. And that's where we get this wonderful line that he squeezed and he squoze, and with one last squoze, he was out. Yes, what's playful about it is that squoze is a non-standard past tense of squeeze. The standard would be squeezed. What's interesting about it is that it has a longer history than we might realize. It could be tempting to think that squoze is new. It is at least 200 years old from what we can tell.
Yeah, really old.
We have a citation of it in American English as early as 1844. The past tense, this non-standard past tense squoze, came to prominence in 1985 because Ronald Reagan used it in a news conference. Now, I have to apologize. This is a little gross, but he was talking about the skin cancer that was removed from his nose, and he said, "I picked at it, and I squoze it, and so forth, and mess myself up a little."
Well, and everyone has just stopped eating their breakfast.
Now, the verb squeeze comes into English about 1600. It looks like it is an alteration of an earlier verb, queeze, which meant to press, and then we get squeeze. Now, why do we get squoze? Well, we probably get squoze because you have this analogy with freeze.
And froze.
Freeze and froze. Squeeze and squoze. I mean, this is just such fun to say. That said, there are other verbs that do not do that. So you have the verb ease, but eased. Please, but pleased. Sneeze, sneezed.
Oh, I really like snows.
So do I. And I went to look to see if you can find any evidence of snows. And in fact, you can. Not that much. It is clearly also non-standard. But there's an example from Boy's Life, this magazine. It's from 1957. It's on a page called Think and Grin, which I have to say are these sort of bad jokes. And to give you a flavor of the bad jokes on the page, here's another joke on the page. Hickory dickory dock, three mice ran up the clock struck one, and the rest escaped with minor injuries. Right, so you get the flavor of this page. And on this page from S. Lee Crump in Rochester, New York, you get this quote. "I sneezed a sneeze into the air. It fell to earth, I know not where. But hard and cold were the looks of those in whose vicinity I snows."
Oh, that's fun to say.
So I think as winter is approaching, we all might want to consider our past tense of sneeze because there is some chance that we will be sneezing. And I am giving us all the option that we could say, "I snows," and in fact, "I have snozen."
Well, Ann, I think we have squozen everything we can from this one. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.